We know that there's an issur d'horeisa for a person to wantonly destroy someone's object or to destroy his own object. Even if he destroys his own object, there's an issur d'horeisa of baal tashchis. And the makor of this issur is the Torah describing what a person is allowed to do and he's not allowed to do when besieging his enemy at war. And the Torah says that you're not allowed to destroy the fruit trees of the enemy. And this is the source for the issur of baal tashchis. You're not allowed to needlessly and destructively tear down something that belongs either to yourself or to someone else. This is an issur d'horeisa of baal tashchis. The question is, does this issur apply even to an item of hefker? If something doesn't belong to anyone, is there an issur of baal tashchis when it comes to a chifetz of hefker? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav assumes, as a Dover Poshit, that just like there's an issur of baal tashchis when it comes to an item that belongs to someone, such as your own object or something that belongs to someone else, so too there's an issur baal tashchis when it comes to an item of hefker, and that l'chayr would be the logical assumption, and that's taka the shita of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. However, the Hard Tzvi from Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank is misupik about this, and at first he's inclined to say that the Isser of Baal Tashchis only applies if the item belongs to someone. But if the item is Shal Hefker, there's no Isser of Baal Tashchis to destroy it, and the entire Isser doesn't apply to something that belongs to Hefker. And at first he brings a raya to this Tzad from the Rosh in Meseches Midas, where the Rosh has the following statement regarding a Mishnah in Meseches Midas. We know that there were different Levim as Shomrim in the Beis HaMikdash. They were standing on duty as guards. And the Mishnah says that there was a certain person who was Memune, who was appointed to go around and make sure that no one fell asleep on the job. Everyone was awake, everyone was aware of what was going on. And the Mishnah says that what he would do was that if he would find someone who was a shomer and had fallen asleep on the job, he would hit him, he would whip him, he had a whip in his hand and he would hit him. V'oid, he even had license to burn the clothing of the shomer. So you have these Levim as shomerim, one of them fell asleep, the Mamuna was allowed to even burn the clothing of this person in order to awaken him, in order to get him back on duty. Says the Rosh, what was the justification for this hanhaga of burning the clothing? Says the Rosh, hefker bezdin hefker. Based on the concept of hefker bezdin hefker, where the Gemara tells us in Gittin that bezdin has the right to take someone's money and remove it from their ownership. So this is called hefker bezdin hefker. So the bezdin could take one person's money and decide that it should belong to a different person, and they could transfer ownership of the money. Says the Rosh, that's what's behind this hanhaga, where Bezdin was employing this rule of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and that's why this Mamona was able to burn the clothing of the Shomer who fell asleep. Now, says Reb Tzvi Pesach, what is the Rosh addressing over here, and what is he answering? It sounds like, says Reb Tzvi Pesach, the Rosh is bavarning akasha, l'choy, there's an Isser of Baal Tashchis. What was the justification for this mamune to burn the clothing of this shomer who fell asleep? It's baal tashchis, you're needlessly ruining the clothing of the shomer. Avdem zok the Rosh, hefker bezdin hefker, says the Reb Tzvi Pesach, it's mashma the Rosh is saying that since the concept of hefker bezdin hefker allows bezdin to remove someone from his bailus on a certain object, Mamela Chazal deemed the item of clothing of this shomer to be hefker, and that enabled the mamona to burn it without being in violation of baal tashchis. It says Reb Tzvi Pesach, it's mashma that the Rosh held that when you have an item of hefker, there's no issur of baal tashchis. So that was the teretz of the Rosh, that since Chazal have the concept of hefker bezdin hefker in their back pocket, and they were able to remove the clothing of the shomer from his bailos, mamela, they made it into an item of hefker, and mamela, there was no issur of baal tashchis to burn it. However, Reb Tzvi Pesach then is madcha the Ryan, and he says that even the Rosh could be concedes to the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that the Isser Baal Tashlis applies even to a Chivetz of Hefker. So what was the Shach V'Tari in the Rosh? Since it was Pesach, perhaps the Rosh was saying something else. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vov, talks about the Mekor of this concept of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. What's Pshat that in this Halacha that Bezdin has the right to take something that is in the ownership of one person and give it over to someone else? And the Gemara brings several Mekoris, a couple of Mekoris, to prove this concept, one of them being from the story of Ezra, where Ezra said that everyone has to come to the assembly. After Ezra came up to Shalayim from Bavel, Ezra made sure that everyone came and met together in one large assembly. And Ezra said that anyone who wouldn't partake and wouldn't participate, his rechush, all of his belongings, yechrom, we're giving the license to have it destroyed. So says Ezra, if you don't come to the assembly, we're going to destroy your belongings. Says the Gemara, this is the first makor for the concept of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, where Ezra tells us that Bezdin had the license to destroy the property of someone who didn't adhere to the mandates and the dictates of Chazal. And since Chazal said that you have to come up, and you are refusing to come up, we're allowed to burn your property, we're allowed to destroy your property. That's one makor in the Gemara. There's a second makor in the Gemara, and that is the pasuk that compares Bezdin's actions vis-a-vis the property of a person who comes to Bezdin. The Gemara, the pasuk compares it to a relationship that a father has when yarshining, when being manchil, and giving over his property to his son when he passes away. And the Gemara says that just like by Yerusha, property gets transferred from the father to the son, so too when it comes to the concept of Bezdin taking the property of one person, it works like Yerusha, where Bezdin can take the property of one person and give it over to a different person, just like the concept of Yerusha. So the second Makar is the comparison to Bezdin's ability to work with people's belongings like Yerusha. And just like by Yerusha, the Nechosim go from one person to his son, so too when it comes to Bezdin getting involved in the different Batei Din that have Dinei Torah, we have this ability of Bezdin's and this license that the Rabbonim have to take Nechosim from one person and bequeath it to a different person, to take it and remove it from his ownership and give it to someone else. Says with Tzvi Pesach, what's the nafkamina between these two makaris? The nafkamina might be our shaila. Mitzad the second makar, you don't see from the pasuk that Bezdin could destroy someone's property. All you see is that Bezdin could take from one person, give it to another person, like Yerusha. If we compare Bezdin's right of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker to Yerusha, then Bezdin has only the ability to take from one person and give to the other person. But to simply destroy the property of one person is not within their capacity. However, says Rav Tziv Pesach, mitzad the other makar, mitzad the makar of Ezra, where Ezra said that anyone who didn't come to the assembly were going to have the right to destroy his property, over there you see an extra step. Over there you see that the scope of Bezdin's ability and koyach goes further than the other makar. And over here, not only are we able to take your nechasim and give it to someone else, we're even able to actually destroy your property as it is. And says, Ritzim Pesach, that is what the Rosh is indicating in his teretz to his kasha. The Rosh is bothered by the question of Baal Tashchis. When this memuna, this person who was in charge of making sure the watchmen were doing their job, came and saw someone who fell asleep and was able to burn his nechasim, burn his clothing, asked the Rosh, this is in violation of Baal Tashchis. What was the justification for Baal Tashchis? Zok the Rosh, the answer is Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So what does the Rosh mean when he says Hefker Bezdin Hefker? So until now, in our first side, we thought he meant that Bezdin made it Hefker, and there's no Isser Baal Tashchis when it comes to an item of Hefker. Says Rav Pesach, perhaps not. Perhaps the Rosh agrees that there's an Isser Baal Tashchis even by a Chavetz of Hefker. So what was the Rosh's teretz? Hefker Bezdin Hefker. The concept of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker teaches us that Bezdin has the right not only to transfer property, but Bezdin has the right even to destroy your property. That is learned out. That is derived from the concept, the din of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. And that's what the Rosh is saying. Since there's a din of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, Memela, we know that Bezdin can burn someone's begodim, and it's not a violation of Baal Tashkas. This is what the Rosh means. In Avada, the Rosh concedes that there's an Isser of Baal Tashkas, even when it comes to a Chepetz of Hefker.